Chapter 2. On Monday before lunch, Marigold Ramos adjusted the volume on her hearing aids. They were small and tannish pink, so they blended in with Marigold's skin. Most kids noticed the aids eventually, but before that, they noticed Marigold's creative fashion sense, or her original way of thinking, or her clarinet playing. And what really set Marigold apart was her upside-down magic. Marigold was in Nori's UDM class. That meant that, like the other UDM kids, her talent wasn't one of the typical five Fs: flare, fuzzy, fluxer, flyer, or flicker. For example, Elliot Cohen was an upside-down flare. Elliot froze things instead of lighting them on fire. Willa Ingeborg was an upside-down flare too, but made water instead of ice. She caused it to rain indoors. Pepper Pan was an upside-down fuzzy. She frightened animals instead of taming them. Bax Kapoor was an upside-down fluxer, same as Nori, only Nori turned into mixed-up animals, while Bax usually turned into a rock or a swivel chair, or one time, a player piano. Andres Padillo was an upside-down flyer. He could swoop high in the sky, but he had trouble getting down. Most of the time, he floated on the ceiling. And last but not least, Sebastian Boondoggle was an upside-down flicker. Typical flickers could turn things invisible. Sebastian could not. He could, however, see things that were invisible to other people, like sound waves. Sebastian wore goggles to block the worst of the visible sound waves so that they didn't drive him bonkers. Marigold shrank things. That was her magic. It wasn't upside-down fuzzy magic or upside-down flare magic or upside-down any of the other Fs. It just was what it was. She shrank things, and not always on purpose. She had no idea how to make them big again. When her very, very unusual magic had come in, her parents hadn't known what to do. How could she learn to use her magic at their local school? None of the teachers would know how to teach her, or what to teach her. Then her parents saw a TV show about a new school program for kids with upside-down magic. Would Marigold want to go live with Granddad Lorenzo and Grandmom Flora in Dunwiddle, where the program was offered? Marigold said yes. She knew there was no way she could study magic with typical students. What class would she even be in? So Marigold moved in with her grandparents. Sure, she missed her mom and dad, and yeah, she'd shrunk her grandfather's mattress and his car. That had all been quite embarrassing. But she'd gotten used to life in Dunwiddle, and she loved her UDM classmates. Now that she'd adjusted her hearing aids, it was crazy loud in the school cafeteria. She got a tray of school lunch and went to sit at the table they always shared. It was the first day back after Thanksgiving break. Everyone was full of talk. "Hey, hey," she said to her best friend Willa. Willa was the one who made indoor rain. Marigold wasn't sure Willa should really be called an upside-down flare, though. Honestly, raining had nothing to do with flaring. If Marigold were in charge of the world, she'd say that Willa had water magic. She had told that to Willa, and the two girls decided maybe Willa was a fluid, not an upside-down flare. And Marigold thought of herself as a fitter, that is, someone who fit objects into new sizes, in her case, smaller sizes. Willa, a pale girl with straight blonde hair, made room for Marigold on the bench. "Nori brought presents for all of us. Look." Everyone was holding up. What were they? Eggs?
"You squeeze the shell like this," said Sebastian.
He had a rosy round face and wore a shirt with a collar and his goggles. He flexed his fingers around a small magenta egg. The egg rolled back and forth on his palm, then cracked in half with a farting noise that made everyone laugh. Out wobbled a tiny magenta blurper dragon. Whoa, said Marigold. That was insanely cool. Probably the coolest toy Marigold had ever seen. The tiny blurper dragon lashed its tongue.
You got a blurper, Nori cried. That's the dragon in my dritten.
Yup, Sebastian said. He grabbed the blurper dragon and closed it back into its eggshell.
I love rehatching him. It never gets old.
All around the table, eggs jiggled, then farted and hatched. Andres, who was wearing his brick pack to keep him from floating up to the ceiling, showed Marigold his miniature green arbor dragon. It opened its mouth and squealed.
I love you, little guy, Andres told his dreg.
Here, said Nori importantly. Her eyes did that sparky thing they often did. For you, Marigold. She dropped a turquoise egg into Marigold's hand.
Oh, thank you,
Marigold cried. She squeezed the eggshell the way she'd seen the others doing, and it hatched into a bright blue bubble dragon.
Well, hello, Marigold cooed. You are the cutest thing ever. Willa, look!
The itty-bitty bubble dragon lifted its tail and farted. Everyone fell apart laughing. Marigold named her Tootsie.
Play with her and she'll learn more tricks, urged Nori.
Yeah? Said Marigold. She got straight to work playing with Tootsie and patting her on the head. Oh, she was adorable. Lunch zoomed by, and before Marigold knew it, she and the other UDM kids were filing back into Ms. Starr's classroom. Everyone rushed to show Ms. Starr their dregs. They're very cute, Ms. Starr said. Did that pink one, did she just wag her tail? Oh my! She was the kind of teacher who truly cared about the kids. She kept her temper, made lessons fun, and never made anyone feel bad if their upside-down magic got out of control. She took the time to look at everyone's dreg and then clapped her hands. Now, put them away in your desks. I have an announcement. It took longer than usual, but finally everyone quieted down. Ms. Starr smiled straight at Marigold, and Marigold felt her tummy flip over. Everyone in the class had been assigned tutors to help them with their unique magics, except for Marigold. Ms. Starr had hinted before break that she had a possible tutor for Marigold. Marigold tried not to get her hopes up, but maybe today was the day? Yes, Ms. Starr said, answering Marigold's unasked question. I just got confirmation from Dunwoodle University's Department of Magical Studies, and you, Marigold, officially have a tutor. Willa reached over from her desk and found Marigold's hand. She gave it a quick, happy squeeze. Her name is Layla Lapsinski, Ms. Starr said. She's a graduate student, which means she's finished college and she's studying to be an expert. So she's not a teacher. But she has size-related magic, just like you. And she's been doing her graduate research on how it works. Size-related magic? For real? Your first meeting is tomorrow, Ms. Starr finished. Oh, Marigold, this is such wonderful news, isn't it? Marigold grinned. It is.